Times have changed. We have more fear, parents. You have more fear, more concerns, more busyness, more distractions. If you change how you parent, I can promise you, you can change how your family turns out by being intentional.
From the studios of the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Andy Carlson, a best-selling author and your advocate for the family. Today begins Dr. Randy's series, What's Behind the Misbehavior? Now to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right, thank you, Kurt, and I do welcome you to our Intentional Living Center. And I'm very excited about these 3 days as we begin a series that will explore what's behind misbehavior. And I think in that little opening clip from the series, you heard me say very clearly that you as a parent make a difference. Now, we know ultimately, human beings, we make decisions. Children that grow up in homes that are loving and supportive sometimes take a different direction. And sometimes children grow up in homes where there's very little support and encouragement, and they go in the right direction. But I can tell you this, to the extent that you choose as a parent to be intentional in your faith, living your faith, extending that every day into loving your children, you are increasing the likelihood that your children will really see and understand God's intentional love for them and make those right choices. And so this series is a very practical one. It was recorded at a conference where I had about, as I recall, about 750 couples and parents, about 1,500 parents. All right, let's begin part one. Why is it that kids misbehave? We all face these things. These are universal issues when it comes to being effective as a parent. And so I want to talk a little bit about what's behind the misbehavior. What is it that causes kids to do what you don't want them to do? Well, as Christians, we know what it is. What? Sin. All right? We understand that sin is the key problem, but what do we do about this? Because even as Christians, we still sin, and even as Christians, we still struggle. So what's behind misbehavior? This reminds me of a letter that a college co-ed sent to her mom and dad. She said, "Dear Mom and Dad, I just wanted to send this note to you to clue you into my plans here at college. I've fallen in love with a guy named Brad. Brad just completed his third time through drug rehabilitation, and he's hoping to find a job, but he's been out of work now, too, for about 18 months because he has to support his child that he had with another woman. It's a financial problem for him and a concern. But Brad and I have been talking about getting married. And in fact, I wanted to let you know that I moved in with him. Love, your daughter." Well, the parents were really upset. Then they turned to page 2, where it said, "Dear Mom and Dad, I just want you to know that everything I've written so far is false. Not a word of it is true. But I did get a C- in English. And I'm failing my French class. I just wanted to put things into perspective." You lose perspective, can't you, as a parent? I mean, it's like you're right there, right in the middle of it, and things could be worse, believe me. You know, being a kid today, though, is different than when I was a kid. When I was growing up, you know, we watched Gunsmoke and, you know, I Love Lucy on TV, and we didn't have all these safety warnings. You know, kids now, everything has got to be politically correct and safety, which is good. I understand that. But, you know, as a kid, I was down in the basement playing with a chemistry set. You know, I had sulfuric acid and, you know, stuff blowing up or whatever, and it hitting you in the face, and your mom would say, "Well, don't be such a wuss. Just wipe it off and keep going," you know, type of thing. "You want a BB gun? Here's a BB gun. Go poke your eye out," type of thing, you know, and bow and arrows and all the things that kids can't have. Some of you grew up with this too, right? It wasn't safer time, but it was a little more fun, I think, than what our kids are facing today. I grew up in a suburb of Detroit. I can remember as a kid, I was probably 12 years old. My mom would let me get on a bus. I'd go right down to the inner city of Detroit to go to a store that I wanted to shop at for some amateur radio stuff. And, you know, stuff you would never allow your kids to do today. Just different times for kids. Times have changed. We have more fear. Parents, you have more fear, more concerns, more busyness, more distractions. If you change how you parent, I can promise you, you can change how your family turns out by being intentional. You know, we look at King David in the Bible, in the Old Testament. And the Bible says he's a man after God's own heart. But if you study Scripture, you know, he may have been a man after God's own heart and the king of Israel, but he was a crummy father. In fact, it says in 1 Kings chapter 1, let me just read what it says. It says, "Now Adonijah, the son of Haggith and David, exalted himself, saying, 'I will be king.'" David's getting old at this point. And one of his sons rears his head, who wasn't in line for that position, and says, "I will be king." And he prepared for himself chariots and horsemen and 50 men to run before him. And listen to this. And it says his father David had never rebuked him at any time. Isn't that interesting? Here's a man after God's own heart, but he didn't discipline. I've always wondered, we don't read it in Scripture, but David may have been a man after God's own heart, but he also was a man of flesh and sin. And you wonder how much of his busyness or how much of his guilt of not being the father that he needed to be or whatever caused him to not to be the parent that his kids needed. Wow. We're going to talk about why kids misbehave right now. Here's the key. Write this down. Every person wants to matter and contribute and belong.
This is Intentional Living with Dr. Randy Carlson. In just a moment, Dr. Randy presents the next part of his teaching. Today's teaching is just part of a larger study provided to help you be an intentional parent. Find out more about the entire study and how you can get a copy for yourself. Go to theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-888-1717 and press option 4.
Has anyone ever challenged the realness of your faith? Challenged you about the Bible or America's Christian roots? Well, Intentional Living Center has planned the perfect vacation for you and your family this October. The Intentional Living Washington, D.C. tour will take you on historian-guided tours, giving you the true story behind Washington's most iconic sites. And your faith will be affirmed and strengthened as you visit the brand new 430,000-square-foot Bible Museum. You'll also join Dr. Randy Carlson and other listeners to pray for our nation and its leaders. October will be here before you know it, so register now at theintentionallife.com/Washington. That's theintentionallife.com/Washington.
It's a part of you that's getting fat, and you've never even noticed.
This is the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
We worry about the epidemic of obesity in the United States, but there's something else that's equally disturbing. Our egos are getting fat. A study looked at selfishness and narcissism, and it found 1 in 3 young adults today show narcissistic personality traits. Those numbers are dramatically higher than the generation before. How do you raise your kids who will be kind and think of others? Well, you lead the way. Volunteering regularly with your kids, teaching them to give, and helping them to learn to work for the things they really want. All are ways that you can help build thoughtful, hardworking kids who care about others. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
Today's teaching from the Intentional Living Center is available to you with our thanks for your gift to the ministry. The teaching includes not only what you heard on the radio today, but all sessions for this entire study. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. Now let's get back to Dr. Andy as he continues today's teaching.
We're going to talk about why kids misbehave right now. Here's the key. Write this down. Every person wants to matter and contribute and belong. And you'll find that all misbehavior in life, adult misbehavior and child misbehavior, is in this pursuit to matter, the pursuit of contributing, the pursuit of making a difference, the pursuit of belonging is what drives us. We got a precious little grandbaby, Kylie. I resisted bringing pictures because if I got started, it would just be ridiculous. She's so precious. This thing of wanting to belong and, you know, feel special starts very early in our lives, doesn't it? She comes over to Papa's house, that's me. And she comes in the door and I say, "Hi, Kylie, who's this?" She goes, "You, Papa." And I said, "Don't forget it." So she came up the other day, she was at our house and she was standing in front of me and she had her little red pants on, little frilly stuff on the bottom. I go, "Oh, Kylie, those are so cute." She smiles and she says, "See my shoes? Cute too?" See? Isn't that what we're doing in life? Isn't that what we do in our marriages too? Am I okay? Do I matter? Am I still cute? Our kids from young age, they want to matter. They want to belong. That's the way God wired us. And so we pursue that in life. It's interesting. I played football in high school 1 year. Why? I didn't want to play football. Didn't particularly like playing football. Injured myself playing football. So as a, you know, a budding psychologist, I thought, why am I doing this? And I realized that one of the reasons I played football in high school was because my brothers didn't play football in high school. This was something I could do that would be me. I played in the band. I played saxophone in the band, high school. There was something I wanted to do and I enjoyed it, but it was interesting. We moved from one school to another and I played second chair alto saxophone. And when I moved to the new school, the band instructor was called when we were registering saying, "Hey, you've got a new band member down here." And he came rushing right down to the lobby of the school and introduced himself. And he said, "What do you play?" I said, "I play the alto sax." And he said, "Oh, good. That's all I need is another saxophone." I didn't go in his band. I didn't join his band because I didn't feel like it mattered. And this is what happens in our homes. Kids are constantly trying to matter. They're constantly trying to fit in. They're constantly trying to be a part of something significant. An intentional parent knows enough, cares enough, and does enough to be a good parent. You know, we talked about the head, heart, and hand earlier. What I have found is some know enough, some parents know enough, but they don't care enough. And that's neglectful. Some parents care enough, but they don't know enough. And that's inconsistency. And some parents know enough and care enough, but they don't do enough. And that's ineffective parenting. So today, we're here to help you know enough, care enough, and do enough to be intentional. Okay, now let's go through some specific things that you guys might be facing in your home. How many of you, again, have the little ones? Let's say preschool stuff. I mean, okay, good. All right. Why do kids misbehave? Why do they do what they do? Again, it's in this desire to belong, this desire to fit in, this desire to matter. And there are four levels of attempting. And I want to explain these to you. I'm going to give you some information now that can be helpful. And then I'm going to give you some examples of what kind of behavior you're probably seeing. And then I'm going to tell you exactly what you can do to be intentional. Okay? So this is a little bit of the technique and of what you can do.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Kevin Lehman with advice on how you can be an intentional parent. One of the things that will get most parents really going in life is bedtime battles. The kid's bedtime is 7:30. It's now 10:45 at night, and the kid's still not asleep. I want water. Or they're afraid, or they're this, or they're that. I'm telling you, we have seen the enemy, and they are small. That they are unionized. They have a whole cadre of things that they can throw up to try to delay going to bed. Here's a simple method. Number one, have a mundane routine for going to bed in a certain time, roughly. Put them in bed, close the door. Now, if they come out, okay, they go back into the bedroom, and this time you hold the door. So when they come to get out, as they predictably will, they're going to absolutely freak out. Now, here's the kicker. Don't say a word. Hold your ground. Wait till they're completely quiet, which will take a few minutes. Open the door softly. Why? Because they're cuddled up behind the door with their blankie. And listen to them. Mommy, leave the door open. I'll leave the door open. Honey, I'll leave the door open. I'll leave the light on. But you need to stay in bed. They will negotiate like a Philadelphia attorney. You know, I call that parental poker. And sometimes you got to show those kids those four aces. I know. Some of you want to call it parental fish. All right, call it parental fish. But the point is, you got four aces. There's times you have to flash those to the kids to show them, hey, I can keep you in your bed. If you want to play that game, we can play it.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Hey, by the way, Dr. Kevin Lehman's bringing some of that wisdom and humor to what we're calling Hope for Your Home. It's actually going to be not only hope, but humor and help and equipping for you and your family as parents, grandparents, and marriage. Kevin Lehman and myself, we're going to be in tour together, and we only have two stops scheduled right now, Albuquerque at Hoffmantown Church on Saturday, April the 7th. And man, get your tickets. Albuquerque, all throughout New Mexico, we're going to have a great time. We're going to be bringing you a lot of hope and help and humor. Albuquerque, April 7th, Glendale in the Phoenix area, April 21st. You can get your tickets today. All the proceeds go to help the ministry continue to reach people with the good news of Christ and the message of living intentionally in Christ. And at the conference, you're going to get a chance to see a lot of helpful resources, learn, ask questions, and laugh and just enjoy the day with your spouse, or come, even single parents, come and learn about parenting and about relationships. It's going to be a good day. Get your tickets at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. When you get there, you can click on the events. It'll be on the homepage as well, and get your tickets today, and then we'll see you in Albuquerque and or in Phoenix. Love to see you there to be a part of the Intentional Living Hope for Your Home Tour with Kevin and Randy.
I am a foster mom, and I would have to say that happiness to me is seeing these young children progress. After being through so much hardship and heartache and rejecting love, to see them accept it, it makes me think of myself as I was going through hardships and heartache and rejecting God's love for so long, and to see them just embrace it and heal, that to me is true happiness. It's just mind-blowing, and I thank God for that.
The thing that makes me the happiest is to know my children love God. And the thing that breaks my heart the most is to watch them suffer when they don't love Him and follow His will.
The thing that brings me the most happiness is watching all the things that I prayed for over my daughters when they were young coming to fulfillment through their actions and their deeds and their service to the Lord. God bless you, and thank you all for what you do.
Well, thank you. You know, it's interesting when we ask the question, what is it, the one thing that makes you happy about your kids? We go back to the real basics. You know, we go back to the fact of their faith, their values, and that's really as it should be. Parent that way. That's intentional parenting. All right, let's go to our caller. Stephanie's on the line. Welcome to Intentional Living.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. What's your question for me today?
I am curious. I've had some issues with my parents and some with my in-laws.
Uh-huh.
How, as a Christian adult, do you still honor your mother and father but draw some healthy boundaries?
Let me in on the secret. What is it that you have some issues with?
In my situation, for me, I feel like from my parents, they still try to parent me.
Yeah, it's hard for us to give up.
Yeah.
Now, how are they doing that? Give me an example.
Oh, well, an example, if I am disciplining my child in a way they don't agree with, they'll intercept.
I mean, they'll step in and defy your leadership?
Yes, they've done that. If there are issues in my marriage, which there have been, you know, not even solicited counsel, and I'm sure it all comes from a good place, but more of a coming in and this is what you must do.
Versus, all right. Well, you know that you got a big, big, big boundary issue here.
Yes.
And they've never let you grow up.
Right.
And now you're married and you have children and
yes.
It's time to be a big girl here and just having a talk with them and saying, Mom and Dad, I love you. But I'm an all-grown-up girl now, and I'm a woman. I have my own kids, and give us specifics. And when you choose to step in when I'm disciplining my children or when you choose to give advice on my marriage, instead of drawing me closer to you and respecting your input, it pushes me away.
Right.
And I'm asking you to please not do that in the future.
Okay.
And you know what? I bet you that's hard for you, Stephanie.
Very, yes. Well, I've tried that approach with them, and, you know, even in the midst of something, and then it turns into somebody gets mad. Somebody gets mad and huffs up and walks away, whether it be, you know, my mom or my dad.
All right, and then what happens?
And then it goes away.
And then what happens?
And then that's it.
And then it goes.
And then they do it again.
And they do it again. All right. Well, it's time to have a talk with them, Stephanie. And I, you know, you asked the original question about honoring your parents.
Right.
You know, the Bible talks about children obey your parents. And if you study that in Scripture, you'll see very clearly that a child remains a child as long as they're under the authority of their parents, financially and otherwise. That's why I even tell adults, if they choose to move back into their parents' homes, there's a certain element of authority that you're giving up because you're under their home, and so there's some level of authority you're giving back to your parents in terms of, you know, just the house and the rules and so on. But you're a big girl. Honoring means that sometimes you have to challenge. Sometimes you have to set boundaries. And it may even mean, Stephanie, you have to say to your mom and dad, God has given me the responsibility to raise my kids.
Right.
And I'm going to stand before God someday 100% accountable for what I've done. Not you, but me.
Right.
And I would appreciate it. I've talked about it before. I appreciate it if you would really listen to my heart. I need for you to back off and give me space to do this. And if you can't, if that's too difficult for you, this up and down, and then we have arguments and then pouting or whatever, you know, it's just not healthy. We're going to have to put some boundaries in place, which mean that when they start to do that, you remove yourself from the scene, or you can even tell them what you're going to do.
Right.
Now, I know this isn't easy. I understand that because you love your parents. But I wouldn't do this at a time of heated discussion. I'd do it as a sitting down with them and just very lovingly as you can, share this. Now, if they're insecure enough that they don't accept it, then you're going to have to just act accordingly and not feel responsible for the outcome.
Okay.
Remember, honoring someone doesn't mean you're accountable for how they respond to the truth.
Okay, you're right.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does.
You can do this.
Yes. Okay.
All right, let us know how it goes for you.
I will do. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Have a great day.
Thank you. We really plan to. You know, when we talk about being intentional as a parent, that includes adult-to-adult relationships. And sometimes you have to set what I call active respect boundaries. Because I respect you so much, I'm willing to put some boundaries in place. And I know some of us as parents who still try to control our kids because we think it's in their best interest and we love them, we got to bite our tongue back off and be responsible for ourselves. And if we can't, then we give permission for our kids to push back lovingly, at least lovingly at first. Intentional Living, share your story. Maybe you have a question for me. Ask it. Call 888-888-1717.
Yes, hello. I am a single mother with two sons, and I gave my heart to the Lord 11 years ago. And during these 11 years, I have intentionally purposed to train my two sons in the Word of the Lord and to bring them to church and their church youth group. We have gone through tragedies where we had to flee the home and live in a crisis shelter. Through it all, I have intentionally purposed to seek God's face for healing, asking Him to help and guide us to be my husband with skin on and a father to my two sons with skin on. So God bless you for your show. I intentionally press on with God's grace every day.
Wow, what a testimony. You know, did you hear what she said? She intentionally purposed in her life. She said that twice. She intentionally purposed. Intentional living comes from the root of the word intention, which means to stretch. In the Latin, that's what it means. So an intention is something that not only do you have in your mind, but you have it in your heart. There's a passion behind it that allows you. It almost keeps you from doing anything else but to purpose your life to stretch for that goal in your life. That is intentional living. And God bless you for sharing that story. We love hearing stories here at the Intentional Living Center. When you share yours, you can call 888-888-1717. Press number 2, leave your story. Tell us how you're being intentional and what that means to you in your life. We're going to continue this series tomorrow on misbehavior and how to deal with it in your life and how to make it a something that you as a parent, as a person, can deal with in a positive way. I also want to say thank you to those who make this program possible, to the men and women who pray for and support this ministry as members. Thank you for doing that. We cannot be here without your support, staying with us faithfully month after month. God bless you. Thank you. Your perseverance, that is being intentional. If you're not a member, come and join us today. We have a new member kit, 2 of our best-selling books that we're going to send to you from our Intentional Living Center on personal development and on marriage as a way of saying thank you for your support, and then teaching every month on CD. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and click on the donate button and come and join us today and allow me to say thanks for you and to you on the air here, okay? We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.